To turn to the gospel according to St. Luke. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17. I'll read verses 11 through 16 for your consideration. We are thankful to God for things that have already transpired that gives me confirmation that this is a good day for this message. Yes. The Bible reads, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Supporting scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 and the 107th division of Psalms, verse 1 that you've already heard in your hearing. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 reads, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The 107th Psalm, verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. If you're going to have an attitude, let it be gratitude. If you're going to have an attitude, let it be gratitude. Our kids had declared war on the enemy. And because they had declared war, I stand with them in battle. Anybody want to help our children get battle and win the war over the enemy? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We ought to be excited about what our eyes are seeing and what our ears are hearing. We ought to be excited because we got some young folk that don't mind letting go and letting God have his way. Now I believe that they got it from somewhere. So somebody in the house must know something about the Lord. I declare war on the enemy. I declare war on that one that want to cause you to give up and give up in despair. Somebody come to give God a hallelujah praise. And you better praise him. You better praise him while you have a chance. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Amen. 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 We come in the house of God to worship him. Spirit and in truth. The truth of the matter is the enemy is still out there. Going to and fro, seeking whomsoever he can destroy. So they are trying to destroy our young people, but we thank God. There have been some seeds planted that they know that there's power in the name Jesus. We need to declare war on the enemy this morning. Stop sitting around and just taking it and letting it happen. A lot of times you got to open up your mouth. Get back down on bended knees. Let God know whose side you're really on. Truly, we thank the Lord this morning for allowing us to assemble ourselves here by his grace and by his mercy. It's only by his love and sustaining power that we are yet still alive. And because of that, we do, oh God, praise. Regardless of where we are in life, our struggles, our heartaches, or whatever we are going through, we must know and understand that we belong to a God that cares. Someone may wonder, I'm going through so much. And it seemed like no one cares about me. There are those that feel like that they're in it all by themselves. But I beg to differ this morning, because I believe that God has put us here to help one another along the way. We are our brother's keeper. We are thankful to God this morning, for it is because of him that we were able to get up this morning. There's no doubt in my mind that God is good to all of us, and he loved all of us so much that the Bible declares that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we know that he gave his life, and he gave his life because of our sins, because of the mere fact that all of us have come short of God's glory. And when we take time to look back over our lives and we see what the Lord God has done and how much he has constantly blessed us over and over again in one way or another, sometimes we tend to sort of take our blessings for granted, or we act as though we did it all by ourselves. We got to understand that we are blessed by God, and being blessed by God does not exempt us from trials or trouble. It's just good to know that in the time of trouble, David said that he will hide us in his mighty pavilion. So I thank God this morning that I got a hiding place. That hiding place is in the power of a loving God. There are times in our lives when we do scratch our head in despair, and there are even times when we want to give up. But I come to encourage you this morning not to give up, to trust God, and to know that God will be right there by your side. We got to accept the fact that despite our efforts for trying to achieve excellence and perfection, that in the flesh we will never make the mark. We look all around and we're always talking about others, but we got to understand that we got to look at ourselves. We got to clean up our own selves. We got to get our own house in order. We got to know that it's not so much worried about what Daryl is going to do, but what is John going to do? You got to know that God has a purpose for your life. And the purpose that God has for your life, whether you realize it or not, if you don't know what it is, you ought to be praying to God, Lord, show me. Show me what it is that you would have me to do. Let me be aware of what you want me to do. What is it that I can do to be a help in ministry, to be a help to let somebody know that you are yet still alive? There are those that believe that God is dead and that he's not here, but I still beg to differ, because I feel him. I feel the presence of God's Holy Spirit. Isn't it a wonderful thing to feel the presence of God? Isn't it good to know that the only reason that we are here is because it was him that made us from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and now we are yet living souls. But too many of us act like we made ourselves, and we can do anything that we are big and bad enough to do. We got any of them folk left in here this morning? Say, I'm grown and I can do what I want to do. Oh, you know, we find it very easy to let somebody know when they try to give you a sense of direction, or when they try to correct something in your life. You're quick to let them know that you don't tell me what to do. Anybody ever heard that reply? Anybody ever heard grown folk tell you that I'm grown and I know what I'm doing? And at the same time that they're telling you that they know what they're doing, you see them sinking deeper and deeper in a hole. But yet they know what they are doing, that there are some folk that are unreachable. But I believe that if we would just take off that hard core on the outside and start to penetrate the heart and stop having such a hard heart. We got some folk that just don't love nobody, don't like nobody, don't want to get along with anybody. You know some folk like that, that no matter how hard you try to get along with them, they always got some nay, they always got a negative spirit. Sometimes you bend over backwards to try to get along, or you go that extra mile to make sure that I made sure that I spoke to you. I made sure that I used the right tone in my voice because I didn't want to trigger you off. You know, there's some of us, we get triggered right quick. And sometimes you don't have to open up your mouth. Some of you don't like the way people look at you. Any of those folk in here?
Don't like how you look at me. You looking at me like you talking about me. You looking at me like I smell or something. What's the deal? What is it about me that you don't like? But you got to understand that sometimes you don't know the story. You might see the outside, but you don't know what's going on the inside. And then how many of you know that a whole lot of us that look good on the outside, we got a lot of mess going on the inside. And it's vice versa. A lot of those that messed up on the outside got some good things going on the inside. We like to run those folk down that are walking up and down the street and half drunk and going through all kinds of situations. But a lot of times, those folk will treat you nicer. That very one that's sitting right there on that pew with you might not speak to you tomorrow, but today is Hallelujah Jesus. But you better get yourself in order. You better know that God realizes everything that we say, and He watches everything that we do. We are not in a position to point the finger at anyone else. Because every time you point the finger at somebody else, you ought to be able to see some of your own faults. Well, if we take time out to start working on self, then we won't have so much time to waste trying to help somebody else. Because when you can't help yourself, you really can't help nobody. We find in the Word of God that it teaches us that we should have the fear of God to keep His commandments, for this is our duty. Our responsibility, our obligation is to love God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, our soul. And then the Bible declares that we are even to love our neighbor as we do ourselves. But we are in a time where it's me and mine, and we're not worried about anybody else. But I believe that it's time for us to try to the best of our ability to do the right thing. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He will lead and direct our very paths. So God will allow and show us which way to go if we will listen to Him. We talked about that on last week, that if we listen to Him, then He will listen to us. But a lot of times we all have our minds so crowded with so many things, and it's all right to have your mind crowded, but there comes a time that you got to steal away and sit down and be still and let God be God and allow God to minister to your very need. Somebody need to understand that God knows what you stand in need of. And you got to understand that God's way is better than our way. We got to learn how to read the Word or hear the Word of God and know what is required of us. You don't know what to do if you don't read the roadmap. And so you got to read it in order to understand what it is God would have you to do. We become too self-righteous and into our own feelings that we don't treat one another like we want to be treated. We walk around full of pride and attitude. We hear all the time that it's not about us, it's not about our agenda, but it's all about God and spreading the good news. We got to have a time to listen to Him and to let Him be our light. And once He becomes our light, then we ought to let our light shine before others. We need to learn how to glorify God and to give God thanks for who He is and for all that He has done. See, I believe that many of you come to church this morning with the intent to give God some praise. Somebody had it on their mind before they left home that I'm going to the house of God and I'm going to tell God, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you not only for waking me up this morning, but I want to thank you for bringing me through another week's journey. Lord, I want to thank you for touching my sin sick soul. Lord, I want to thank you for my body was going through, but God, you touched me with your healing hand, and now I believe that everything is going to work out for my good. Then there comes a time that you got to just learn how to give God thanks and glory for the things that He is doing in your life. We ought to learn how to praise Him. And in every situation, when you get to your lowest point, you ought to be able to still tell God thank you. There are times when you are almost at despair and you are ready to give up. But then you began to realize that God had interceded and God stepped into your situation. And just before you were able to give up, you said, but God. But God stepped in and God made a way out of no way. But God understood and God heard my humble cry. Are there any folk in here that know how to say, but God? knowing that when there comes a time in your life when you don't know what to do, God knows exactly what to do. When the enemy thought that he had you, when the enemy thought that you are already counted out, God said, but God changed that thing. Anybody know that God can turn your situation around? God can change your very mind. God can give you a mindset to know that he is the one that does everything that needs to be done in your life. You got to change your point of your way of thinking. We know that most of us in here are full of attitude. Attitude. We are bold. We got to understand that attitude is one's opinion or feelings about something. Attitude is the way that we think about something. Attitude is your point of view. Attitude could also be defined as the way that one behaves. And anybody know that there are a whole lot of us full of attitude? Some of us got a bold spirit. Some of us got an arrogant spirit. Some of us are self-righteous. Some of us act like it's all about us. And if I don't come to the party, it's not going to be a party. But I thank God that I heard a long time ago, one monkey don't stop no show. I found out that we can still have a good time without you. If you don't want to be in the midst, then don't be in the midst. But I believe that God got somebody that's going to say, here I am, Lord. If they don't want to go, I'll go. If anybody know that there come a time, you got to say, Lord, here I am. You got to be just like I am here. If you need somebody, send me. I'll go. And if you say that you'll go, you better be ready to go.
Oh, that's right.
Don't just say the word just to please somebody. You know how it is that a lot of times we say what we think somebody want to hear. But you got to learn how to say what you mean and mean what you say. You got to learn how to have a spirit of righteousness, a spirit of gratitude. And that's why I'm here this morning. Striving to do and to rechannel your motives and your spirits to a spirit of gratitude, appreciation for the favor that God has on your life. That's all it's about. When we talk about attitude and gratitude, it's just being appreciative of what the Lord God has done. Now, some of us believe that God owes us something. We act like God got to do it because he made me. But God made us in a way that he gave us choices. And we need to choose this day whom we're going to serve. Are we going to be a believer or are we going to stay stuck with the unbelievers? We got to know that as believers, you're going to go through some things in your life. But Paul said that in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So regardless to what happens in life, we still ought to give God some thanks. All things mean all things. Even when you have your hardships and your afflictions and your trouble, you still got to learn how to give God thanks. That there are some of us that have learned that sometimes the thing that I've gone through has made me who I am today. Because if I had never went through anything, then I wouldn't know that I could trust God to be there when I'm flat on my back. If you ever been flat on your back and you looked up to the hills and knew that that's where your help came from, and God reached down and pulled you up out of that situation that you were in and made things become different in your life, then what are you going to do when God brings things that were in the darkness into his marvelous light? What are you going to do when God changes your name into a yay? What are you going to do when God said that the enemy said no, but I got a yes in my spirit and I'll do what needs to be done in your life? You got to have a mind and a Christian attitude ought to have constant joy. If you're going to say that you are a Christian, then you ought to have ceaseless prayer. For the Bible declares, not only did he say that in everything give thanks, but quench not the spirit of God. That men should always pray without ceasing. We should have boundless prayer, always giving God thanks for the things that the Lord God has done. Anybody know that we have a reason to give God thanks? A lot of times we feel like that it's all because I got a pocket full of money or I got something that somebody gave me that I wasn't expecting and I want to tell the Lord thank you. But how many are just thankful for peace of mind? Thank you, God, for allow me to be amongst the living. Lord, I thank you that I open up my eyes and I can still see. Lord, I thank you that my mindset is running like it ought to run. Lord, I thank you that when I was going through, I didn't lose my mind. Is there anybody in here ever been backed up against the wall and the enemy were beating on you and you didn't know exactly how you were going to come out, but somehow in some way you started to talk to the Lord your God and God stepped into that situation and all of a sudden you felt like, I know that I can make it now. I know that God is right here by my side. I'm not going to allow what the enemy do to hold me down because I know that I serve a mighty God. And I come to tell somebody this morning that I got to give my God praise, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know what I would do. I just stopped by to tell somebody, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord God, he is good. His mercy endureth forever. David said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got to open up your mouth. You got to tell somebody, I know what the Lord God has done. And I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that want to make the enemy out of a liar? Is there anybody in the house that know that it wasn't all about you, but somehow in some way God stepped into your old life, cleaned up your nastiness, washed away your filthiness, made a way out of no way? And because God is who God is, somebody said that you all not have it. Somebody said that you don't have nothing. But you know that down in the depths of your heart, what the Lord God had done for you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody change your way of thinking but the Lord our God. I want to talk to somebody this morning that came to tell the Lord thank you. I want to know this morning, are you one of those that are full of attitude? And your attitude might be on the wrong side of the track. But I want to tell you in the name of Jesus, get yourself together. If you're stiff-necked and you got a hard head, you better talk to the Lord our God. Ask the Lord to come into your life. The David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord God is good. Do you know God to be a good God? Do you know that God is a way-making God? Do you know that every situation that you come to, that God is able this morning, when God steps into your situation? I just stopped by to tell somebody that the Bible says this morning that it came to pass that as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through Samaria and Galilee. And as he got close to the village, he saw 10 men that had the leprosy. Those men were sitting there and they were going through pain and anguish. Leprosy was one of those diseases that they had to stay away from everybody. So they were way down away from the Lord. But don't you know, every now and again, you got to open up your mouth and let the Lord know that you have a desire to be healed. You have a desire for a change to come in your life. Is there anybody in the house this morning? Are you tired of living the way that you're living? Are you tired of depending on one paycheck to the next paycheck? Are you trusting a God that is able to see you through what you're going through? I somebody tell somebody that it does not matter what your disease might be, that I serve a God that healeth all of thine diseases. So when I look here in the Word of God, the Bible said that when he met the 10 lepers, and as they stood afar off, that they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Is there anybody in the house? Can you see Jesus walking by and you waiting on Jesus to just jump on you? But you got to open up your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you want God to bless your life, then ask God to come in your life. If you want God to get you out your mess, then let God come into the midst of your mess. And once God get in the midst of your mess, God will deliver you out of all of your trouble. I heard the Bible say that when he said, open up your mouth, and the Bible declared that they began to cry out, oh, Jesus, is there anybody in the house that can help me call on his name? For there's power in the name Jesus. If you need help this morning, don't call John Willett. Don't call Judy Richards, but call Jesus. Can you help me call him? Somebody to call the name. Jesus. Oh, you ought to be able to do better than that. Somebody need him this morning. Say, Jesus. Somebody died this morning. Say, Jesus. Somebody got pain in their body right now. But if you believe God is a healer, say, Jesus. If you know that there's nothing that God cannot do, then I need you to help me. Say, Jesus. If you can say, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me. I got a situation, and I need the Lord to come and see about me. These 10 men said, oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. He saw them. He said, I heard you cry. Go show yourself to the priest. They were obedient. They did what the Lord God said do. So when you call Jesus and Jesus tell you to sit down, then sit down. When you call Jesus and Jesus says stop eating this, that, or the other, then stop eating this, that, or the other. When you call Jesus and you say, I'm tired of going through all this hell. I'm tired of all that I got to go through. And I'm just going to call on the name of my God. And I call the name Jesus. When I call Jesus, Jesus came to my rescue. When they called Jesus, he healed their body. For the Bible said, as they went in that direction, they looked at themselves and they were already clean. And then one of them, see, that's what I tell you about the right attitude. Some of you been blessed by God and always sitting down on God. But out of the 10 that were healed, the Bible said, but one of them turned around, glorified God, said, oh God, oh God, I want to thank you for healing my body. I want to thank you for being there when I was all by myself. I want to thank you for being in my sick room. I want to know that there's souls supposed to be in the power that know that God can do what God can do. But the very one that should have said thank you walked away on their own. The Jews, though they knew God, God chosen people, but the one that they thought they wouldn't get anything out of. For the Bible declared that that one was a Samaritan. And the Samaritan turned around and said, Lord, I want to thank you. So I just stopped by to tell Foul Shepherd that if you have been blessed by God, if you're going to have an attitude, let it be gratitude. If you're going to be so full of yourself, be thankful for what God has done. There's nobody like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the power of God. If you're going to have an attitude, let it be gratitude. Be thankful for what God has done. Isn't it amazing how we expect him to do so much? And all the Lord declared, go show yourself to the priest. And the way the word reads, they didn't even get to the priest before healing had already come. So when you call the name Jesus, sometime before you get back to the doctor's office, God has already changed your situation. Now notice I said sometimes, because every life, every situation is somewhat different. But there's nothing that this God that I'm talking about cannot do. God says to tell you this morning that if you're going to be full of attitude, let it be gratitude. Be thankful, even if you're still a mess. Thank God that you're not what you used to be. Because don't you know some of us were less than a mess. But look where the Lord God had brought us from. God has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And all the Lord God is saying is, be thankful for the things that I have done. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now, I don't know everything, but I do know that there's nobody in here that can convince me otherwise that God is good, loving, merciful, and he has so much power. And so he made us, and you know, if we are honest, we are a real piece of work. But God loves us so much that he yet still takes care of us. Despite ourselves, God has blessed us, is keeping us. And the old enemy realizes that sometimes he thinks that he got you right there up under his foot. And the enemy think that he got you. But let me tell you something. Don't you never take no for your final answer. Because if you can call Jesus like you helped me call him a while ago, then I'm going to challenge you to not be motivated by myself or by the Spirit, but be able to call Jesus in your house. Be able to call Jesus in your automobile. Be able to call Jesus even if you're walking down Dixie Street. And the enemy says, you ain't nothing but an old nobody, nappy, nappy, nappy. You say, Jesus, help me hold my mouth. And be thankful that God is who God is. There's power in the name Jesus. All you have to do is learn to be thankful. The essence of every little thing that I've said is just to be thankful in all things, in every circumstance, every situation. You can still give God thanks. Lord, and some people may think you're crazy, but sometimes you might say, Lord, I thank you for that trouble I got in last week because it made me get so much closer to you. And when you brought me out, it made me understand and realize that you have never left me. You're still right there. See, what we got to learn is how to take our negative and look at it in a positive view. Because every time you deal with a naysayer and you stay in the negative, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be walking around with your head hung down. But when you find out that there is somebody by the name of Jesus, and that Jesus gives you joy. And the Lord God says to us this morning, trust him. Believe in him. But most of all, give him thanks. Be appreciative for what the Lord God has done.